Morning to you all. We're glad that you're here. Today is a special emphasis here at Grace Bible Church. This is Parents' Day, and so we are going to be sharing with you thoughts in the morning worship service as well as tonight. We hope that you'll be back. I want to share with you in our call to worship today from Proverbs chapter 23, beginning at verse 22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have the joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. And then this final admonition, my son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. I guess the first thing that comes to my mind as I think about these verses, and especially verse 26 there, is, are our ways worthy of being followed? Have you ever thought about that, parent? Are my ways that I'm establishing in my home, are they worthy to be followed? Gangs are growing in America. Young boys especially are attracted to gangs, and they are following their ways, but I cannot think of one worthy reason why they should. But the biggest problem that we're having is because the chaotic situation of our homes are so bad that for a teenage boy, the gang offers something better than what they have at home. And that's the challenge of the hour. Why have we allowed things to deteriorate so greatly that a boy would look to a gang and say, I'd rather be with them than be here? Now, that's not an excuse, but it's a reality of where we are today. And we have the opportunity as Christian parents to establish a way for our children. And you need to ask yourself this question often. Is the way that I'm laying out for my children a good way? Or is it just an average way? Or is it just any old way like we hear today so much? Or just whatever. If you have a whatever way, you're going to raise whatever kids. And we need to understand something. My son, give me thine heart. Why would a son give their heart to their father? Well, I'd hope and pray because they know their father loves them and that his way is good. And I want that way. That's what we want to do for our kids. We want to present such a good way that our children are willing to give us their hearts. But the problem is, we're not doing a very good job. We're not doing a very good job. We're sending mixed signals. You know, if the trumpet make an uncertain sound, we're going to be playing in just a little bit. I hope the trumpet doesn't make an uncertain sound. But you know what? What they're talking about? They're talking about at war, and a trumpet makes a call. All right? And everybody's listening. During the Civil War, they shouted orders with a trumpet. Did you know that? They had different calls for different movements. And so, if it was an uncertain sound, what would the military men do? They wouldn't know what to do. Did you catch that? I didn't catch that. What are we supposed to do? Let's wait and listen. Those minutes of waiting could be deadly. Just enough time for them to set a cannon and drop it right into the middle of that line. Whenever, if the trumpeter had made a clear sound and they'd have heard it, they'd have known that they need to move out of the way or move to a different line. You see, folks, we've got to, as parents, moms and dads, be unified and give one sound, so that our children can respond and say, this is the good way we'll follow. This is the orders that are coming down. I want to follow them because they know what's right. May the Lord help us to be that concerned that our way is good for our children to follow.